time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. It has been actually quite a good movie week for us. We went to see two movies that we really wanted to see. We weren't going to see them just because they were the ones that happened to be playing. These were two movies that we genuinely hoped to get to see. So the first one I'll talk about is called Nosferatu, and it's a remake of a movie about a very scary vampire that was made back, you know, many years ago. I think it was actually a silent movie. And this particular vampire is not Dracula, but equally scary. And the movie itself is very effective at what it does. I personally am not a big vampire movie fan, but in discussion with several friends and acquaintances who do like vampire movies and kind of study them, they said this one is really exceptional. And certainly the production values are excellent. The cast is good. Lily Rose Depp, who is Johnny Depp's daughter, plays the principal character named Anna. And Anna is being pursued actually throughout the years by the vampire, who we'll call Nosferatu. And he would like to possess her, but her husband is in the way. So he has to do something to get rid of him, so he requires his presence at his very spooky castle somewhere in what it looks like Transylvania, who knows. And the husband shows up in sort of in all innocence, a little afraid for his wife, but on the other hand, wanting to get this job done so that he can go back to her. And things go pretty much sideways for him. So I'm not going to go into really detail about that. You'll have to go see the movie. And it is for people who like vampire movies and who like horror movies. It's an excellent film, and it's doing very well in the it has, let's look at the tomato meter, 86% from critics and 75% from regular audiences, and that's really up there. So I would say for sure, if you like horror movies, if you like especially movies that have to do with vampires, then this should be on your list of ones to see. So I thought, even though it was kind of not necessarily on my list of ones to see, but I went to see it anyway. The one that I did want to see and finally did is called A Complete Unknown. And I don't know how many of you have heard about this, but it is wonderful. In a word, it's wonderful. It's the story of Bob Dylan from the kind of the early 60s, 61, 62, when I was a kid in high school. And he was a complete unknown at the time, but he had, in his inimitable way, he was able to get people to pay attention to him. And he wrote songs. He had really not a great voice, but a very distinctive voice. Some people, when they left the theater, said, "I really enjoyed the movie, but I sure was tired of listening to Tim, the star, sounding like Bob Dylan." And he does indeed sound really very much like Bob Dylan. The Timothy Chalamet is the star, and at least one critic says he charged by Timothy Chalamet's electric performance, this ballad of Bob Dylan might not get under the enigmatic artist's skin, but will make you feel like you've spent time in his company. I totally enjoyed it. And it was not a short movie. It's 2 hours and 10 or 20 minutes. And it flew by. I said, wow. And I'm old enough that I remembered a lot of what was going on at the time, both in folk music and in politics. It was during the Bay of Pigs and in that same era, President Kennedy was assassinated. It was a kind of an amazing time politically. So along with the music, you've got a few other things going on that that will keep your attention, especially if you, as I did, lived during that period of time. And it seems obvious that for people who went to the movies last night when I did, most of them were in that era. The theater, by the way, although not one of their larger theaters, it was packed. There was only one version of this movie in English playing, and it was in one of the, strike me as, smaller theaters. So we sort of wandered in a little bit late, and we were lucky, we were really lucky to get two seats to sit in, because it was just chock-a-block with audience members, again, most of whom were, you know, gray-haired and using walkers. So anyway, the movie itself is excellent. If you know anything about Dylan, I think you'll like it. If you don't know anything about Dylan, it's a good way to get a background into his early years. It doesn't go, he's now 88 years old, and it doesn't go into his whole life, his whole career, but it spends a lot of time looking at how he did as a musician, as a budding musician in the folk music scene back in the early 60s. So I go out of my way to recommend this movie, even if you're not in your 70s. It's still a movie that's worth seeing. And my own personal measure is that I never fell asleep once. That's a good sign for me, because I tend to get pretty sleepy in movie theater chairs. I will also talk a bit about there's a few other movies that are currently playing at the Maison de Cinema. One is called Baby Girl, and that one's also doing quite well in terms of critics. Critics like it. The professional critics who have been writing reviews have given it 77%. The popular vote, if you will, what they call the popcorn meter, is less intense, and that's at 51%. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not entirely sure I will see it, but I can tell you basically it says Nicole Kidman, who's always good in my opinion, and Harris Dickinson, who's an actor I don't know anything about. It says memorably smolder together in Baby Girl, with writer-director Helena Rain's clinical gaze keeping this sexually frank thriller more provocative than prurient. The little bit that I did see of it, I can relate to what it says here. Modern update to the erotically charged movies of the 1990s, like Basic Instinct and 9 1/2 Weeks. That's what crossed my mind when I looked at the previews. Again, I may not get to see it, but it's one that it looks like it would, at least for a certain audience, it looks like it would be something that people would enjoy. And finally, there is a third Sonic the Hedgehog movie, and that's getting really good reviews. That's good, 88% and from the critics, and 96% from the general audiences. And it's certainly something that kids would like, and a certain segment of adults would like it as well. It's a movie that features the sort of manic Jim Carrey. He plays not one but two roles, so that means that they, as they say, double the fun. And it's silly with a positive message, so it looks like something that depending on what else comes down the pike to into the theater next week, if the Sonic the Hedgehog and Baby Girl are the movies that are still around, and there's nothing new, then I probably would catch one or maybe even both of those. Meanwhile, just in terms of what else is playing, there's essentially the same movies that have been there for quite a while. Gladiator 2, which we saw, and it's now on television, probably for a small fee, but it's also still playing in English and French at the Maison de Cinema. There's also the Craven, which again, I didn't see and probably won't see. Another one called Moana 2, which I did see, and I highly recommend it, especially if you saw the first Moana and you enjoyed it. This one is very much in the same vein and pretty much as entertaining. Maybe I just like cartoons, but I really enjoyed Moana. And another one, another cartoon film, which is playing, is kind of another follow-up to the Lion King film that Disney did 30 years ago, as it turns out. And I said I probably will go and see Mufasa, which concerns the Mufasa is one of the Lion Kings. And what I watched was the original Lion King, but then there was this prequel. And Mufasa is in the movie, the lion in the movie, along with Scar, who has not a great reputation. Anyway, I thought, well, I would like to see this. I'm not sure exactly what I'm getting into, so I will take a couple of hours actually at home and watch the Lion King, the original Lion King that was made 30 years ago. It was the first time I'd ever seen the Lion King, but I said I have to do this in order to get ready for Mufasa. And now finally I may or may not go see Mufasa, but I did like the Lion King. No surprise there. What else is, that's about it. There's a few new ones, a few old ones that are there. There are some surprises coming down the road as the winter progresses and the new year gets underway. So I think that's about all I have to say about the movies this episode.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie, and Happy New Year.